Good evening. This is Akashvani and I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu says teachers have duty to instill moral values in students, confers national award on 82 teachers on Teachers' Day. New Delhi and Singapore agree to elevate ties to comprehensive strategic partnership to give major boost to India's Act East policy, call for further expanding trade and investment flows between the two nations. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh asks armed forces to be prepared to face any eventualities to preserve peace in the country amid ongoing conflicts the world over. RBI Governor Shaktikant Das says Indian economy is advancing with financial stability alongside a favourable balance between growth and inflation. Centre begins retail sale of onions at subsidised rate of 35 rupees per kilogram in Delhi, NCR and Mumbai. Sale of onion on subsidised rate to be extended in other cities soon. And at Paris Paralympics, India's judoka Kapil Parmar wins bronze medal in the men's 60kg J1 event, taking the medals tally to 25. President Draupadi Murmu has asserted that children are the future of the country and that teachers have a duty to instill in them moral values, critical thinking skills and a sense of responsibility towards society. President Murmu was speaking after conferring the National Award 2024 to 82 teachers in New Delhi this evening. She emphasized that respect for women should be shown not only in words but in practice as well. The president said that the status of women in any society is an important criterion for its development.
किसी भी समाज के विकास का एक महत्वपूर्ण मानक वहाँ की महिलाओं की स्थिति है इसके लिए आवश्यक है सही शिक्षा अभिभावकों के साथ साथ शिक्षकों की ये जिम्मेदारी है कि वे बच्चों की ऐसी शिक्षा दे कि वे सदैव महिलाओं की गरिमा के अनुकूल आचरण करें महिला सम्मान की बात केवल शब्दों में नहीं है बल्कि व्यवहार में भी होना चाहिए.
The president told teachers that the generation of the students will create a developed India. She advised teachers and students to adopt a global mindset and world-class skills. President Murmu stated that great teachers build a great nation and that only teachers with a developed mindset can create citizens who will build a developed nation, she added. She expressed confidence that by inspiring students, teachers will make India the knowledge hub of the world.
आप जो विद्यार्थियों को पढ़ाते हैं वही पीढ़ी विकसित भारत के नेतृत्व करेंगे मैं चाहूंगी कि हमारे शिक्षकों और विद्यार्थियों को की सोच वैश्विक हो और उनकी दक्षता विश्व स्तरीय हो महान शिक्षकों की महान राष्ट्रों का निर्माण करते हैं विकसित मानसिकता वाले शिक्षक गण ही विकसित राष्ट्र बनाने वाले नागरिकों का निर्माण कर सकते हैं.
Each award comprises a certificate of merit, a cash prize of 50,000 rupees and a silver medal. Our correspondent spoke to some of the award-winning teachers who, through their innovative thoughts and technology, have made learning easier for students.
मेरा नाम चंद्रेश कुमार भोलाशंकर भोरीसागर है. आज मेरे लिए बहुत खुशी का दिन है क्योंकि आज हमारे लिए सर्वोच्च सम्मान मिलता है राष्ट्रीय शिक्षक पुरस्कार 2024. मुझे राष्ट्रपति जी द्रौपदी मुर्मू जी के हाथों ये सम्मान प्राप्त हुआ है.
मेरा नाम ज्योति पानका है. आज मुझे नेशनल टीचर्स अवार्ड से सम्मानित किया गया है.
My name is Dr. Noni Gopal Devnath. Today I am very much happy. I want to dedicate this award to the teachers of our state Tripura.
In a historic move to strengthen Indian education in the UAE, the Central Board of Secondary Education has launched its first regional office and centre of excellence outside India, situated in Dubai. The milestone was marked with special orientation session on Teachers' Day between CBSE officials, representatives from the Indian Mission in Dubai, and principals from 78 schools across Dubai and the Northern Emirates. The new regional office in Dubai will play a crucial role in overseeing examinations in the region. India and Singapore have exchanged 4 memorandums of understanding for cooperation in the fields of health and medicine, education and skill development, digital technologies and the India-Singapore Semiconductor Ecosystem Partnership. The two countries also agreed to elevate their ties to a comprehensive strategic partnership which would give a major boost to India's Act East policy. This was decided after delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Singaporean counterpart Lawrence Yong today. During the talks in Singapore, both leaders reviewed the progress of bilateral relations. Taking stock of the robust progress in economic ties, the two sides called for further expanding trade and investment flows between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi highlighted that Singapore, with an investment of around $160 billion in the Indian economy, is a leading economic partner for India. In his remarks, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Singapore is not only a partner country, but also an inspiration for every developing nation.
मुझे विश्वास है 4G के नेतृत्व में सिंगापुर और अधिक तेजी से प्रगति करेगा. एक्सलेंसी, सिंगापुर केवल एक पार्टनर देश नहीं है, सिंगापुर हर विकासशील देश के लिए एक प्रेरणा है. हम भी भारत में अनेकों सिंगापुर बनाना चाहते हैं और मुझे खुशी है कि हम इस दिशा में मिलकर प्रयास कर रहे हैं.
Later, Prime Minister Modi and his Singaporean counterpart also visited AEM Holdings Limited, a leading Singaporean company in the semiconductor and electronics sector. Mr. Modi invited Singaporean semiconductor companies to participate in the Semicon India exhibition to be held in Greater Noida this month.
हम बहुत aggressively semiconductor के क्षेत्र में जा रहे हैं. अब तक करीब 5 कंपनियां already अपना काम शुरू कर चुकी हैं. आगे भी औरों की संभावनाएं हैं और हम पूरी इकोसिस्टम को लाने वाले. आज दुनिया में जितने भी चिप्स हैं, अगर उसका राइटिंग का काम है तो सॉफ्टवेयर का काम है, वो सब हिंदुस्तान में हो रहा है. सब बड़ी कंपनियों के रिसर्च यूनिट वहीं पर है. अब हम चाहते हैं कि हम खुद ही यहां पर उस दिशा में आगे बढ़े.
प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी ऑल्सो मेट प्रेसिडेंट ऑफ सिंगापुर थर्मन शानमुगरत्नम. Mr. Modi also interacted with a group of leading Singaporean CEOs from diverse sectors including investment funds, infrastructure, manufacturing, energy, sustainability and logistics. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi has left for India after his successful visit of Singapore. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today asked the armed forces to be prepared to face any eventualities to preserve peace in the country amid ongoing conflicts the world over. He asked top commanders of the armed forces to analyze events such as the Russia-Ukraine war, the Israel-Hamas conflicts and the current situation in Bangladesh, and to remain prepared for any unforeseen challenges. Presiding over the Joint Commanders Conference in Lucknow, Mr. Singh said that India is a peace-loving nation and the armed forces need to be prepared for war in order to preserve peace. He stressed the importance of a more comprehensive and in-depth analysis by the senior military leadership given the situation along the northern border and the developments in neighboring countries that are threatening regional peace. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. Reserve Bank of India RBI Governor Shaktikant Das affirmed that India's economic growth remains on track. He said that the central bank's projection of a 7.2% GDP growth for financial year 25 is realistic. He said this while addressing the inaugural session of the annual FIBSE 2024 conference in Mumbai.
The Reserve Bank has projected a growth rate of 7.2%. The IMF has also projected India's growth prospect. They have in fact revised their growth projection for India upwards and have now placed it at 7%. The World Bank has also upgraded India's growth forecast to 7% for the financial year 24-25. I think the projections made by all the international agencies as well as the Reserve Bank, I think our perceptions and projections are converging.
Mr. Das said there is sufficient data to show that the fundamentals of growth drivers are gaining momentum. In view of the price hike of onions, the centre today started the retail sale of the kitchen staple at a subsidised rate of 35 rupees per kilogram in Delhi, NCR and Mumbai. Onions will be sold through mobile vans and retail outlets of the National Cooperative Consumers Federation of India Limited, the National Agricultural Cooperative Marketing Federation of India Limited, e-commerce platforms and outlets of Kendra Bhandar and Safal. In Delhi NCR, onions will be sold through mobile vans at 38 locations. Sale of onions on subsidized rate to be extended in other cities soon. Union Minister for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, Prahlad Joshi, flagged off the mobile vans at Krishi Bhavan in the national capital. He said onions have been released from the government's buffer stock to make them available to consumers at affordable prices.
हमने आज से NCTF और NAFED के द्वारा ये रिटेल ऑनियन रिटेल सेल का हम फ्लैग ऑफ किया है। ये तो शुरुआत में ये दिल्ली और मुंबई में होगा एंड इन सेकेंड फेज कलकत्ता, अहमदाबाद, गुवाहाटी, रायपुर, भुवनेश्वर ऐसे कुछ प्रमुख शहरों में होगा जहां प्राइस ज्यादा है। हमारा जो प्राइस मॉनिटरिंग मैकेनिज्म है उससे जो हम इन्फॉर्मेशन इकट्ठा करते हैं उसके आधार पर हम ये निर्णय ले रहे हैं।
The central government has taken swift and decisive steps to aid flood-hit Andhra Pradesh. The Union Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare and the Minister of Rural Development, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, conducted a ground-level inspection of affected areas while a central expert team assessed the damage and relief efforts. The Finance Ministry directed public sector insurance companies to expedite claim settlements. In view of the heavy rains and floods in Andhra Pradesh and Telangana, the Union Finance Ministry has directed public sector insurance companies to provide full support to the people affected by the floods. In a social media post, the ministry said that insurance companies have been instructed to ensure swift claim settlements by organizing special camps and easing claim processes. The government has extended the deadline for submission of applications by selected meritorious students for the National Means Cum Merit Scholarship Scheme for 2024-25 to the 30th of this month. The Union Education Ministry said under the scheme, scholarships are awarded to meritorious students from economically weaker sections to prevent dropouts after class 8 and encourage them to complete their school education up to class 12. The National Scholarship Portal has been open for submission of applications by students since June 30th of this year. The nomination process for the assembly elections in Haryana started today. Former Deputy Chief Minister Dushyant Chautala filed his nomination papers as a candidate of the Jan Nayak Janata Party from Uchana on the first day of filing. One candidate also filed nomination papers in the Panchkula Assembly. The last date for filing nominations is September 12th and nomination papers can be withdrawn until September 16th. BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda today met veteran party leader Lal Krishna Advani and presented him with a copy of the membership renewal under the BJP National Membership Campaign. The BJP President said that Mr. Advani's unwavering dedication to the party organization always inspires the workers. Mr. Nadda also met senior party leader Dr. Murali Manohar Joshi and gave him a copy of the membership renewal. The High Commissioner of India to Bangladesh, Pranay Verma, today met the Railways, Power, Energy and Mineral Resources and Roads, Transport and Bridges Advisor of the Interim Government of Bangladesh, Mohammad Fazul Kabir Khan. They discussed ongoing projects and exchanged views on sub-regional power connectivity and emphasized safety and security of Indian project personnel, said the Indian High Commission through social media post on Platform X on Thursday. At the Paris Olympics 2024, India's judoka Kapil Parmar won the bronze medal in the para judo men's 60kg J1 category, beating Brazil's E.D. Oliveira. This is the first medal in this event in India's history of Paralympics. The match ended in just 33 seconds. Currently, Team India is standing on the 14th spot in the medals tally with 5 gold, 9 silver and 11 bronze. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu says teachers have duty to instill moral values in students, confers national award on 82 teachers on Teachers' Day. New Delhi and Singapore agree to elevate ties to comprehensive strategic partnership to give major boost to India's Act East policy, call for further expanding trade and investment flows between the two nations. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh asks armed forces to be prepared to face any eventualities to preserve peace in the country amid ongoing conflicts the world over. RBI Governor Shaktikant Das says Indian economy is advancing with financial stability alongside a favourable balance between growth and inflation. Centre begins retail sale of onions at subsidised rate of 35 rupees per kilogram in Delhi, NCR and Mumbai. Sale of onions on subsidised rate to be extended in other cities soon. And at Paris Paralympics, India's judoka Kapil Parmar wins bronze medal in the men's 60kg J1 event, taking the medals tally to 25.